You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on this first day of the new day, the new week, the new month, the new quarter, the new half year. So it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Mainly influenced by the overseas markets, Greg, the JSE has been pushed and pulled around according to the sector that you favour. Let's start with the bad news, first of all, gold shares.
Yeah, the gold's clattered down. We came in this morning to see gold quite significantly off last week's highs. It was around 1430, opened this morning around 13 in the 1380s, currently 1392. So that knocked the gold counters back, I suppose not unexpectedly, but I mean, it's always big moves, but down 5.6%. A lot of them are back at the levels they were about a week ago anyway, so okay. Probably just a temporary pullback.
They got a little bit too overheated, but they will rebuild. They will marshal their forces and make another assault on the highs, Greg. Actually, on that note, give us the JSE closing indices, please.
Sure. Funny enough, the banks are finishing flat for the day. Financials up 0.16. Industrials up 0.78, retailers up 0.37, and as we said, the gold's down 5.6, Platts down 1.7, resources down 0.4. That left the oil shares up 0.46, up 269 points, 58,473 turnover, but stronger, late 18s, nearly 19 billion here. But I suppose the big thing is, you know, at one point the market was up 600, finishing only up 269 is quite a big disappointment.
Yes, indeed. Given what's going on with the overseas markets, as you quite rightly say, I'm just looking at my S&P 500 futures screen. Was up 35, 36 points this morning, now only up 24. But when I say only up 24, it still constitutes a day where we've seen an all-time record high for this benchmark S&P 500. Greg, let's have a look at the Stock Exchange News Service announcements. Refreshing my screen just to see if anyone sneaked anything in or snuck anything in there to the Americans.
There's quite an interesting one. We don't often speak about directors' dealings on a company called Anchor Capital.
Yes.
That share, you know, its highs in a post-listing were 18 Rand. It's been in the sort of 350 to 4 Rand for quite some time now. Finished today at 3 Rand 81, up 1%. But Peter Armitage, pretty well known from his media work, CEO there, he's bought 300,000 shares. And then Mike Tickey is also a director here and there. He also bought 300,000 shares, so just over a million rand of spending each. But I think signaling to the market that they feel confident this is a decent level to get in. They both have been long-term buyers of their own stock and obviously big holders anyway. But it's good to see that. We've been speaking about these smaller cap shares getting overlooked, but perhaps the way forward is for directors to start buying and showing the market that's where the value is.
Doesn't mean to say that Armitage and Tekke are right, of course.
No, because there were cases where they were also buying in the sort of north of 15 Rand area. So I suppose this is a process like we all do, when you keep averaging all your prices down if possible.
PBT Group came out with its results at 16:45 today, Greg.
It keeps on, seems to be, this is about the third time it came out with the results. I think it's just a notice that it's been posted. The results were last week, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You still don't know what it
You can go to PBT House, number 2, Mews Close in Waterford, Mews Century City, to have a look at the numbers there in Cape Town.
I'll be sure to do so, first thing tomorrow morning. Anything else out on the Stock Exchange? New service announcements, dealing in securities, long for life, workforce holdings. I'm just scrolling down here. Doesn't seem to be too much. Ingenuity Property Investments Limited, cautionary announcement.
No, come on, you got me there.
I'm not even going to.
I see it hasn't traded. The code is ING for those interested. Market cap, it's just north of a billion. The share last traded at 1 Rand. So it's 90 cents buyers and 108 sellers.
Yeah, exactly. Greg, I'm going to give you the spot prices now and then we'll talk about the big ones up and down. Obviously, gold share is going to be a feature there, but let's have a look at how the spot markets are trading. Markets sort of getting a little bit less enthusiastic than they were this morning when they came out of the blocks really firing, but the Rand's still doing exceptionally well. Well done, the Rand. It's now 105 basis points higher than it was 4 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, actually. 14.08 against the US dollar, 17.81 against the British pound, and 15.93 against the euro, with the euro dollar 113.15. All this means that the gold price has fallen 16, but it was down about 22.23 this morning. So it's back up to 13.93 from 13.85, the low. The platinum price is up nearly 4 to 839.5, and palladium is up nearly 9 to 15.46.5, with the oil price coming off its highs, about a dollar weaker than it was when we last spoke, Greg, on the opening, $66.45, up 1.9% or $1.22. And overseas stock markets, the Dow Jones is up 170-odd, S&P up 23, 24. Again, some of the enthusiasm is maybe a little bit misplaced this morning.
Yes, I mean, it's all sort of hinged on the news. You know, with China and the US stepping back from those big threats that we're making going into the G20 meeting. So a bit of, you know, this has stopped some people who were keen to sell, put those selling orders on hold and bought some buyers in. But it does feel like perhaps you'll have a 1 or 2 day rally, but it doesn't feel like something we can really build a proper long-term rally on, you know, into the rest of this year.
On the upside, we've got ASOR 7% higher, Aspen up nearly 5%, African Rainbow Minerals up 4.25%, Kumba Iron Ore up 3.9%, and Truest up 3.75%. So if you look at ASOR and Kumba Iron Ore, that's an iron ore story, obviously.
Yeah, the iron ore price continues to just keep climbing. Now, there has been some problems at those mines in Brazil, but, you know, the feeling was that, you know, the spike was going to be short-lived, and it's got its own momentum now. So nice and busy day for the iron ore miners. Aspen, that's interesting, up 4% on no real news. Someone was showing me some technicals at lunchtime, broken out a little bit. If it's back above 103, they're saying possible 115, but there hasn't been any news flow.
No, indeed. Yeah, the Aspen story is one, I hate to say that it's a low-risk trade because any security is risky at these elevated levels of the overseas markets. But it just seems that it's in a range. And if you're a long-term investor, it looks to me as though it'll go to 150 before it goes to 50.
You could be put in a couple of bottoms in the low 90s and it's bounced off there repeatedly.
Yes.
Did manage to sell that business, which, and they've used that money to reduce the debt. So you should imagine, you know, if they're getting there, sort of stored together nicely, maybe another good set of results coming, or a much better set of results than we've had in the past two sets.
Four of the five down movers are gold shares and platinum group metal shares. Anglo Gold Ashanti down 6.75%. Sibanye down 5.5%. Goldfields down 4.7%. And Harmony down 4.25%. It's not difficult. The rand is stronger. The gold price is weaker. Simple stuff.
Yes, and as you said, it has been running for quite some time. Lots of people still well in the profits, banking those profits, getting into cash and then sitting back and waiting for buy opportunities. It's often good to lock in these levels. And this is actually the first proper pullback we've had, certainly in the dollar gold price for quite some time. But the whole day felt a little bit racy. I think it can maybe make it an assault on 1400 before the end of the week.
Talking about racy, David Shapiro has just spoken to me. He's in New York still. He'll be back at Merrill's Arch next week. And he has given me a fantastically colourful description of what New York is like at the moment and talked about the markets. That is going to be up on strictlybusinesspodcast.com and also sharenet.co.za in the next 10 minutes or so, Greg. And I know you love David, so have a listen to that. And also a very interesting discussion I've had with a fellow by the name of Duncan Larmont, who's Scottish. And he talks about the shrinking publicly listed universe worldwide, and he's very, very concerned about the fact that less and less companies are going to the stock market in order to raise money. So have a listen to that one. He's quite insightful, and he's very, very passionate and knowledgeable about the subject. He's a fine fellow. Greg, anything else you want to highlight today outside of the subjects we've already covered?
I suppose, you know, if you look at the oil price, it has slipped down. But, I mean, when oil was on its highs for the day, got no love for Sasol at all. So that one's a concern. It's broken below that 350 level that we thought was a support, 347, 35.
Tell me about Impala Platinum and Anglo-American Platinum, because on the one hand, we've got gold coming down because of the Trump initiatives over the weekend and people saying, well, we don't need to hold gold anymore because there's no risk anymore, which is obviously a lot of nonsense. But platinum might benefit and palladium might benefit because of the potential for increased economic activity after these initiatives. So did the platinum shares hold their own today?
Yes, I mean, look, the index was down 1.75, certainly performing a lot better than the gold, but very often the case. I mean, we've always said our pick in that space is Impala. That one actually up slightly on the day, 69.97. It's also fallen into a support area when it gets to the 67, 68s. Very often we can buy, I think, probably Platinum and Palladium have been holding nicely here. I suppose it's all about the Rand, but you can see us probably revisiting the sort of perhaps the mid-70s over the next month or so.
Greg, thanks so much for your time. That's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with ShareNet.co.za.